This is Torah 101. It says in the book of Joshua, chapter 1, verse 8, "Yes, keep this book of the Torah on your lips and meditate on it day and night, so that you will take care to act according to everything written in it. Then your undertakings will prosper and you will succeed." As we continue in the Parasha B'Shalach, meaning after he had let go, that is Pharaoh, Exodus, Shemot, chapter 14, verse 9. "The Egyptians went after them, all the horses and chariots of Pharaoh, with his cavalry and army, and overtook them as they were encamped by the sea, by Pi Hachirot, in front of Baal Tzfon. As Pharaoh approached, the people of Israel looked up and saw the Egyptians right there, coming after them. In great fear, the people of Israel cried out to Adonai." Now, this mention of Israel crying out to the Lord would have been something of a new occurrence for them. Many believe that they had long before this departed from their faith in the living God. One ancient writing mentions that they seized the art of their ancestors. In other words, they prayed. Concerning Abraham, the scripture says, to the place where he had stood before the Lord in Genesis 19. Concerning Isaac, it is stated, he prayed in the field in Genesis 24. Concerning Jacob, and he entreated the omnipresent. They're beginning to pray again. From the ancient Midrash Rabbah, about the children of Israel crying out unto the Lord, it says God did this of set purpose unto them because he yearned for their supplications. Rabbi Joshua ben Levi said, it can be compared to a king who on his journey was appealed to by a princess. "Do I pray thee, deliver me from the hands of robbers?" The king hearkened and delivered her. In the course of time, he was desirous of marrying her and was very eager that she should talk to him, but she declined. What did the king do? He incited robbers to capture her so that she might again cry and he should hear. As soon as the robbers seized her, she began to cry out to the king, but he said to her, "I have been yearning for this so that I may again hear your voice." In a similar way, it says the children of Israel cried unto the Lord. It was then that God said, "I wanted to hear your voices again." An ancient parable about the value of prayer and how much God wants to hear our voices. So Israel begins to cry out to Adonai. And verse 11 says, the people said to Moshe, "Was it because there weren't enough graves in Egypt that you brought us out to die in the desert? Why have you done this to us, bringing us out of Egypt? Didn't we tell you in Egypt to let us alone? We'll just go on being slaves for the Egyptians. It would be better for us to be the Egyptian slaves than to die in the desert. Verse 13, Moshe answered the people, "Stop being so fearful. Remain steady. Adonai is going to save you." I think those words bear repeating. I'll say it again. Stop being so fearful. Remain steady, and you will see how Adonai is going to save you. He will do it today. Today you have seen the Egyptians, but you will never see them again. Adonai will do battle for you. Just calm yourselves down. For the entire history of the people of Israel, it has been Adonai doing battle for them. It's always a David and Goliath scenario. Greatly outnumbered, greatly outmanned. It should never be a victory for Israel based on what can be seen and heard. But when Adonai is there to do battle for you, and I would add that he is, then just calm down, it says. Be steady. Let him win for you. Let him accomplish what is impossible for you to change. Yeshua said, "Do not worry about tomorrow. Enough for today is its own trouble." He will take care of it. Learn, my dear friends, to let it go and just trust him for the outcome. Torah 101 Daily.